Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toss C3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of Toss C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and today's topic came from Lifehacker, but many different places. iOS 17 has security risks already. Oh, man, Greg, what's happening? I'll just go really quickly. It says basically that iOS 17.01 patches three security vulnerabilities. In the security notes Apple released online, it appears that patches three security flaws. The first is a flaw affected kernel, the core of an operating system, which Apple says an attacker could exploit and elevate their privileges. The second flaw is affects app security, patching a hole that would let a malicious app bypass signature validation. And Apple has released a similar update intended for iPhones. So we talked about earlier about the dangers of, you know, iPhones are not safe, Apple's not safe. But what's happening here? Why would they do something like this, release something, and then not have everything set up right? And
well, it's impossible to catch every possible bug, but, you know, the kernel basically is the crown jewel of the iOS, right? It's the operating kernel on Windows. It's the operating kernel on Mac OS. It's the operating kernel, you know, for iOS, for Android. It is the foundation of the operating system. And exploitation of the kernel, you know, let's talk about what does it mean to elevate privileges. That means that if you're just a regular user and you're able to exploit by just going through that user's account to the kernel, then you can elevate yourself to administrative rights. And as an administrator, now you own the phone, right? And especially if you're a kernel administrator, there's really nothing higher than that. It's like being a root admin. You can do anything, everything, be destructive. You can hide, you can plant, you can, you know, set up beacons, you can, you know, put down malicious code, you can copy, you can, you know, turn on cameras and microphones and make sure that the light doesn't come on and there's no notification that, you know, somebody's being watched or listened to or any of that stuff, which is, you know, unfortunately going on anyway with Siri. But that's really the problem. Now, the other area that you mentioned, you know, the ability to bypass application signing or signatures, you know, just let's think about that for a minute. You know, like an SSL certificate, that's the encryption that you go to a website, you see the HTTPS. That means that it's a signed certificate. It gives you the little green lock. That means that the signing authority, you know, agrees that this is a valid website and that all that stuff is in line and the encryption is active. By being able to bypass, you know, the signing, that means that somebody theoretically could install an app that you otherwise would have to have downloaded from the Apple Store, right? And implement that on the phone. And they would have done this through, you know, probably a smishing attack, you know, the SMS attack. You know, you get these texts all the time, especially now during political season, you get a million different texts. People click on them accidentally. Oh, your UPS package is late. Your Amazon account needs to be updated. Oh, Netflix, you didn't pay your bill. Oh, could you change your credit card, et cetera, on Facebook. And people click on that stuff all the time, especially during the holidays. And what that opens them up to is getting, you know, a spyware, a malware installed on their phone, which would then be able to exploit, you know, either the kernel vulnerability or install an application, bypassing the flaw with the application signing.
So here's the thing. Do you think that Apple could have done a better job releasing this before releasing this and checking these flaws?
Well, you know, it's humans, right? Or maybe they used AI to do the bug testing this time and it just wasn't up to snuff. We really don't know these days, right? Because you can use AI in that fashion to do your analysis and testing for you. But evidently, you know, the test engineers, whether they be automatic or be human based, missed a couple of very important things. And it's unfortunate, but you have to realize that most all updates that come out now, I'm not just knocking Apple. I mean, we'll talk about Google, Android, we'll talk about, you know, Windows from Microsoft. I mean, those patch updates come out because security flaws found, and how they're found are by hackers, either gray hat hackers or white hat hackers, or unfortunately exploitations by black hackers. And what will happen is they'll find a vulnerability. They'll announce it on their forums on the dark web and other places. They'll then discover an exploit and then teach each other about it and so on. Now, large corporations like Apple, Amazon, Citrix, Google, Microsoft, these places have what we call gray hat hackers who kind of are in the community. They're keeping an eye out for the technology that's paying them to watch for. So as soon as one of these vulnerabilities is, quote, known in the wild, they immediately contact the vendors so that they can start closing that loop. And that's how these patches come out and the reason they come out.
Well, I'm concerned because, I mean, they thought this was a bigger deal. It doesn't seem like such a deal because we cover these things all the time, but I guess it got more publicity this time. Well, why do you think it got more publicity when we found out that Apple does have a lot of holes at certain times compared to other times? Do you have any idea why it really caused more of a spiel or just something to go after Apple?
I think just to go after Apple. I mean, first they were the first $1 trillion company, right? And I haven't looked at their numbers yet, but they've got to be what, 2 trillion, 3 trillion? I mean, they've got to be something enormous now. So, the bigger you are, the more shots, the bigger target, more shots people take at you. That's probably the only reason.
All right, the best place to go is tossc3.com right now and schedule a call with Greg today. And Greg can go look at their vulnerabilities, right? Check out the different things that are going on and why they need to protect themselves better, their business, right?
That's right. We'll do a 26-point assessment of the network, the IT system technology, the cybersecurity, and the compliance.
All right. Thanks. And that was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Take care.